That is Dr. Chow. I appreciate him very much. All good. All right. So let's bring back Xander if we can here. So that was interesting. And let's get Big Z back in here because bottom of the hour, we got Battle Royale. Did Dr. Chow change your opinion at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, he brought some real clarity.
He changed mine too a little bit.
He brought real clarity to the conversation on Crosby. You know, I still think Crosby is going to be a player, but you can tell it's not as simple as what you thought, you know, with where.
Yeah.
I thought the grass analogy was great, where if you lay new sod, you know, as opposed to cutting the grass, it's a whole different beast. So I thought that was relevant. The other thing that I thought was relevant here, and I haven't really seen people talk about this yet, but he brought up the – when you brought up the Landon and Cam thing about stem cells, and he brought up, you know, basically what it is when you go down there and the difference of going down there versus doing it in the States. You know that Cam and Landon were both there on a sponsored visit, right?
Yeah.
They both put out Instagram posts on their social media platform.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They both did. Both of them had company branding from BioAccelerator or whatever the brand is that they did. There was a whole end card on the video. Landon does talking about going. So I coupled that with just hearing what Dr. Chow said about doing it out of the country. That might have done absolutely nothing. Like, literally. That might have been a $15,000 payday for Landon or whatever it would be. I don't know what they charged to do it. Maybe $50,000, maybe $100,000.
You think it was like a paid?
Dude, I'll show you. I mean, if you want me to pull it up, I'll pull it up.
So you think it was a paid spot by them and they got?
I know for a fact it was a paid spot. I mean, I'm in the media business. We sponsors are how I'm on the air right now. I know for a 100% stone cold fact that the post by Landon Dickerson that he put out 2 days ago, all right, from BioAccelerator. It's a collab. I'll share it with you. It's a collaborated post. Okay. You can see even in the name, there's the company on the wall already. And you can see at the bottom, it's a collabed post with the names.
Dr. Chow just texted me. He's seeing this right now. He goes, yeah, those guys just did a commercial spot for them saying that they went down for a procedure.
Yep. I mean, Landon
probably did nothing for them.
And then the end screen has the company name. I mean, this is a paid spot. This is and Cam had the same exact thing. So,
dude, my knee is absolutely cooked. I feel like I'm 70.
You tapping out already?
Yeah, man. My knee's telling me to retire.
Bro, you're never going to feel young again if you're still rocking those crusty knee sleeves from 2005.
What?
IncrediWear, dude. The IncrediWear knee sleeve.
What the hell is that?
This is what the pros use. Four of the last five NBA MVPs wore IncrediWear. It's not squeeze your knee until it's numb compression. It actually increases blood flow and speeds recovery. Less pain, better healing. And the best part? Wear it all day and walk like you're not 80.
Wait, so it's not just cutting off my circulation and hoping for the best?
Nope, it actually works. So you coming back in? Or are you going to sit there and feel old?
All right, let's go.
Stop letting your knees bench you. Go to freesocks.com, grab the IncrediWear knee sleeve, and get a free pair of IncrediWear socks. FreeSox.com, and get a free pair of socks with your knee sleeve purchase. Get back in the game.
So, I don't know if Cam and Landon share a same agent, but it might not do a whole lot.
As a matter of fact, it's going to Dr. Chow's opinion. It's like throwing the dart in the dark room. He just said again, what you said.
I mean,
okay. I
listen to a lot of Dr. Chow. He, you know, he knows this stuff and he knows it from the real perspective of how it impacts football players.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be doom and gloom on that, but I basically have no hope that that's going to do anything for Cam and Landon. Now, this doesn't mean they might not return and be good players. But I don't necessarily know that the stem cell thing that they've been selling.
He goes like this. He thinks that they'll have a better chance at coming back just with rest than what they did.
Right. The regular remedy that they planned on doing.
I'll tell you what, when he put it out there that it's not just what you had, Dan, when I had my meniscuses trimmed, because I played that weekend, Xander. I played against the Cardinals, and then I turned around and played against the Falcons. And he's like, this here is having the side completely replaced.
Wait, this is classic. It's on this point. Devin Shanahan with the super chat says this. I'm glad I'm no Dr. Chow. He was so damn smart, but he had to put it in lawnmower terms for guys like me to understand. Great content. Devin, you and me both, my brother. You and me both, Devin.
So, Xander, would you still do a 2 and a 3?
Well, I am curious, you know, the Raiders, again, we brought up that earlier where it's like they thought they were getting 2 ones back, dude. How did that change their offseason thought process and now what they want? I mean, do they want a 2 and a 3 or do they want Mac? I don't know. Do they want Mac? Will they just let Mac play the year there?
Yeah, but, dude, this now get this. If I only have to give a 2 and a 3 and I get 2 years out of the guy, and that guy helps me get to the Super Bowl?
I agree with you.
Would that help my team?
I mean, I think Max is going to be a good player still. But it's clearly going to be a process for him to get back. So, by the way, the new league year kicked off 24 minutes ago now. So, you're starting to see the deals finalized here for the Philadelphia Eagles. Tariq Woolen deal is done, so that's confirmed. And then Diana Rossini just puts out 5 minutes ago, the Eagles continue to inquire about the Vikings' Jonathan Greenard and remain in contact with his agent about a potential extension if a deal were to be struck. Philly is also keeping tabs on the free agent pass rush market after missing out on Trey Hendrickson. So they have a budget allocated, Sills, and it appears to be for bigger players, not middle classers. I mean, Jonathan Greenard is going to be $25-30 million. Jalen Phillips is $30 million. I would imagine Max Crosby, if they get a new deal there, it would be $35 million. So they're in the market for the big ones.
With all this stuff that's going on, do you think it's more likely now that AJ stays?
No, I don't think it's changed anything there.
Or it has no impact on what's going on right now with AJ.
I don't see it as much impact. But I do think there is more smoke, more and more smoke, you know, coming to the surface here. So we'll see, but, you know, man, did you Dr. see the thing that came so out? Good. Huh?
Dr. Chow was so good.
He was great. I'm going to try and post it as soon as I can. I'm a one-man band, so I got to get it up as quick as possible.
Yeah.
But dude, I'm going to do it during the Battle Royale. I'll get it posted, and I'll send it to him.
What are you going to say?
I lost my train of thought. What was that? What were we saying about
AJ.
Oh, with AJ. Did you see recently, like, he has a list of teams now he wants to go to?
Where was this?
Yeah, Albert Breer put it out. AJ Brown preferred trade destination.
Oh my God. I can't believe I missed it.
Here are the four teams reportedly on AJ Brown's list. Are you ready? Oh man. Get ready, everybody, for the rest of the National Football Show today. Buffalo Bills.
Of course.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Mahomes.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Herbert.
And the New England Patriots.
So May, Allen, Mahomes, and Herbert. He wants a better quarterback. How you doing? Whoa, look at the quarterbacks he's picking. Holy shizzy.
That is the list of preferred destinations for your highness, AJ Brown.
Hey, your highness.
You were calling Jalen Hurts your highness. He doesn't even hold a candle to this guy, AJ Brown. Are you kidding me?
Dude, you know what? Jalen Hurts is an Acura legend, a really good car, very dependable, expensive, this and that. This guy's a high maintenance car, like a Jaguar that breaks down every 4 months. Holy cow, man.
Bills just signed Bradley Chubb.
The Bills were trying to go in. They were in the Trey Hendrickson. They wanted Trey, and they thought that was too rich. That doesn't shock me.
3 year, $43.5 million. That's pretty low for Chubb.
It is. Well, he wasn't going to be an expensive guy.
I thought Chubb was going to get more than that. I would have done that if I were the Eagles.
I don't know why. Why did Howie not go there with him? He had 8.5 sacks last year.
3 years, $43 million. That's not a crazy deal at all for him.
It's like $12 million, no?
Yeah, right around there. A little more than that, but 13 or 14.
Man. 14,
five, maybe. So I would have considered that deal. But what do you think after hearing Dr. Chow? Would you go to the Max Crosby route?
Yeah, I would.
You still would?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. And by the way, what I loved about it is that the Cowboys got fucked over.
Wait, the Cowboys we have Mark Holmes in here. And I can't wait to hear from Mark today.
The Cowboys had to land on Rashawn Gary. They were in on Max Crosby. They wanted.
So I got a buddy of mine who I grew up with who's a Cowboy guy. All right. I wake up to a text before my morning show. All right. And he's crying in my text about Eagle. He texts me this. Why are Eagle fans saying they're drafting a safety or a tight end? You guys have way more shit to fix than this. And our text conversation came to a close with this. Ready? And I quote, I think Dallas is probably going to win the division next year. They didn't make the big splashes, but they got the better team for sure.
Woo!
All right. Classic Dallas fans. It's March and they're winning the NFC East in March.
Oh my God, come on, man. He said the Cowboys have a better team right now.
That's what he said. He said they made the better moves. I will be honest. I do think the Cowboys have made some good moves.
They did.
I do. I think they've put together some good moves. But again, like Philly 500 always says, let's see what happens when the chickens come home to roost in December. Okay.
John Meech, 1 year to Carolina per the agents here. Man, that Dolphin deal right here. Yeah, you bet. $43 million. What's the guarantees? They have any money? $29 million in guarantee. You see, well, no, it's $29 million guaranteed. Okay, so that's basically going to be like 11 or 12. Always remember this, Xander. That's the real money.
Yeah, that's the real money.
This other shit here is
not even. If that's the case, it's not even 11 or 12.
Exactly right. You're like right at 10.
Yeah.
Okay? And guys like Prince, ass.
Let me run, dude. I want to post this Dr. Chow interview.
Bro, so Dr. Chow laid it out for us, man.
Yes, he did.
On Max Crosby. All right. Appreciate you, Z. We'll see you in a couple minutes here, man.
Thank you
so much, bro. Thanks.